Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pari Vrajakacharya Astatarosha Shramadas Divine Grace Shilabhai Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder BBT Founder Srila Prabhupada Ki अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय अंतराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय शिल व्यास देव की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय भक्ति वेदांत पर्पोट्स की जय श्री यशोदनंदन की जय नताय गो प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaur Premanande Hari. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Mother Yasoda binds Lord Krishna. We're continuing with the verses. We're continuing with text number 9 today. And the text is as follows. Tam atayastim pashamiksha satvaras tato varuya Pasasarabhitavat Gopyan Vadavan Nayam Apayoginam Shyamam Pravestam Tapaseritam Manaha. You can repeat the translation and by Srila Prabhupada. When Lord Shri Krishna saw his mother stick in hand, he very quickly got down from the top of the mortar and began to flee as if very much afraid. Although yogis tried to capture him as Paramatma by meditation, desiring to enter into the effulgence of the Lord with great austerities and penances, they fail to reach him. But Mother Yasoda, thinking that same personality of Godhead, Krishna, to be her son, began following Krishna to catch him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. yogis, mystics, want to catch Krishna as Paramatma, and with great austerities and penances they try to approach him, yet they cannot. Here we see, however, that Krishna is going to be caught by Yashoda and is running away in fear. This illustrates the difference between the bhakta and the yogi. Yogis cannot reach Krishna, but for pure devotees like Mother Yashoda, Krishna is already caught. Krishna was even afraid of Mother Yashoda's stick. This was mentioned by Queen Kunti in her prayers, Baya Bhavanaya Stitasya, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text 31. Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda, and yogis are afraid of Krishna. Yogis try to reach Krishna by Jnana Yoga and other yogas, but fail. Yet although Mother Yashoda was a woman, Krishna was afraid of her, as clearly described in this verse. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In yesterday's verse in text number 8, Ulukala Angrehe, and the word is given thereafter, Vyavastitam. Krishna was sitting. So Vyavastitam also indicates, we mentioned yesterday, a Shinghasan or Vyasasan. And we also mentioned how the Ulukal or Utkal was an ecstatic, you know, feelings, and Krishna could easily go on top, you know, due to ecstatic feelings. And we mentioned 2 days ago or so that Goloka Vrindavan is a magnanimous or never ever ending lotus with never ever ending petals. Yeah. And we also mentioned how, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, that these petals, they open and close to give Krishna pleasure, and to open and close to give the residents of Goloka Vrindavan pleasure. And we gave the example when Krishna is running away, not to be caught, the petals close so that the distance is shorter for Krishna to run. And whoever is running after him, like the elderly gopis, the petals open so that the distances are longer to run. So the whole Goloka Vrindavan is a personality completely conscious to give Krishna pleasure, because Krishna's desire is not to be caught. And Goloka Vrindavan, in the form of the petals, closes for Krishna not to be caught, shorter distances, and opens for the elderly gopis so that they cannot catch Krishna, the distances are longer. But Goloka Vrindavan is also afraid of Mother Yashoda. Why? Because she is Vrajeshwari. Vrajeshwari. And who is the king? Nanda Maharaj. And she is the queen. They own Goloka Vrindavan. It's like, you know, you cannot tell your transcendental planet, look, you don't listen to me. Ordinary home is just brick, stone and mortar, but this is a personality. See? So Mother Yashoda is running after Krishna. And the elderly gopis, they could not catch him. Like that. See? But Krishna also wants to fulfill the desire of Mother Yashoda to be caught. Like that. See? And Mother Yashoda must catch Krishna. So Goloka Vrindavan, you know, cannot, you know, be functional for this purpose. And it has to remain what is called a shantaras. It has to remain completely neutral. Sometimes Prabhupada uses the word shantaras, means the ras of neutrality. Completely neutral. And is watching the fun. Like that. With its transcendental feelings. Because it's happening on the lotus of the planet of Goloka Vrindavan. In this particular translation by Srila Prabhupada and Purport, it says, when Lord Sri Krishna saw his mother, stick in hand. The elderly gopis, they never dared to pick up a stick for Krishna. They never dared pick up a stick for Krishna. So this is something different. Completely different. Mother Yashoda picks up the stick in hand for Krishna. And when she picks up the stick in hand for Krishna, Krishna is on top of this grinding mortar. You know? Ulukal, according to the verse. Or Utkal. Yeah. Now, for him to come down from the grinding mortar, it's a little high. It's a little high, like that. So when Krishna was trying to get down, he could not, because the grinding mortar froze when the grinding mortar saw the stick in Mother Yashoda's hand, because it's not its function to be a Vyasa son or Singha son for Krishna. So even the grinding mortar was afraid. Because yesterday we said that the grinding mortar is an accomplice in crime. Both will be bound. Both will be bound. Right. So Krishna, when he saw the stick, he's not afraid of Mother Yashoda, that's clear. But when she picks up the stick, it becomes a weapon. And that stick, when she picks up, and Queen Kunti says, Prabhupada quotes, Krishna is afraid of Mother Yasoda, but also Krishna is afraid of Mother Yasoda's, it says here, yogis cannot reach Krishna, but for pure devotees like Mother Yasoda, Krishna is already caught. Krishna was even afraid of Mother Yasoda's stick. So Prabhupada is saying in the purport that is separating the fear, not of fearful of Mother Yasoda, but he becomes fearful of Mother Yasoda because she has a stick in her hand. Has a stick in her hand. So that stick makes Krishna fearful of Mother Yasoda. So the stick appears to instill fear in Krishna. So fear personified enters the consciousness of the Lord. And he's afraid. Enters the consciousness of the Lord and he's afraid. Now, there are several verses to come that connects to this verse. So we shall move along. Especially in terms of that transcendental stick. Text number 10.
Chavana janane brihaj chalaj shroni barakranta gati sumadhyama javena vishram sita kesha bandana achucha prasunanu gati param risat.
You can repeat the translation. While following Krishna, Mother Yasoda, a thin waist, overburdened by her heavy breasts, naturally had to reduce her speed. Because of following Krishna very swiftly, her hair became loose and the flowers in her hair were falling after her. Yet she did not fail to capture her son Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yogis cannot capture Krishna by severe penances and austerities. But Mother Yasoda, despite all obstacles, was finally able to catch Krishna without difficulty. This is the difference between a yogi and a bhakta. Yogis cannot enter even the effulgence of Krishna. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagat anta koti kotishu Brahma Samhita 540. In that effulgence there are millions of universes. But yogis and jnanis cannot enter that effulgence even after many, many years of austerities. Whereas bhaktas can capture Krishna simply by love and affection. This is the example shown here by Mother Yasoda. Krishna therefore confirms that if one wants to capture him, one must undertake a devotional service. Abhaktyamam abhijanati yavanyascha smitat vataha tatomam tatvato gyatva Vishate tad anantaram. Bhagavad Gita 18:55. Bhaktas enter even the planet of Krishna very easily. But the less intelligent yogis and jnanis, by their meditation, remain running after Krishna. Even if they enter Krishna's effulgence, they fall down. In this particular purport and the previous purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions the yogis and the jnanis and how they perform so much great austerities and penances, but still they cannot reach Krishna. So one time one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, why do the jnanis and yogis take the difficult path and still they cannot reach Krishna? And Srila Prabhupada quoted Bhagavad Gita, Avishuddha Buddhayo. You know, he said they have very little or no intelligence. It's true. They have very little or no intelligence. But here, we are just sitting and practically even relaxing. You know, if it's too hot, we'll put the fan on. It's too cold, we'll close the windows and put some warm clothes, you know. And for the past several days, this is the fifth day, you know, we're simply immersing ourselves in Krishna Katha topics and the intimate connections with Krishna, with his intimate devotees, especially here, Madhya Yasoda and the elderly gopis. And we are enjoying like anything. And these yogis and jnanis, they're suffering like anything and still they cannot reach Krishna. And then Srila Prabhupada said that their hearts are quite complicated. Simply because of false ego. But the devotees' hearts are very simple because of real ego. Because they simply understand that they are servants of Krishna. Whereas they cannot understand that they are ultimately servants of Krishna. So Prabhupada is giving this amazing purport in relation to them. Now, in this particular translation, in this text number 10, while following Krishna, Madhya Yasoda is carrying the stick in her right hand. See? And she's following Krishna. Prabhupada uses the word following Krishna. See? To capture him. It's a very simple word, following. In other words, Madhya Yasoda is not chasing Krishna. You see the difference? Is not chasing Krishna. You know, we chase in the material world for so many different things because it's like a demand for our sense gratification. Chase after this, chase. But Madhya Yasoda is not chasing Krishna. She is following Krishna. In other words, she is not after him for her own sense gratification. She is after him because of her overwhelming love to protect and care him, not to be so naughty and make mischief. So, very, very choosy words, Srila Prabhupada says, is while following Krishna. So this reminds me of a Prabhupada anecdote. And I mentioned it here in Mayapur several times. And I wrote that in my Vyasa Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada even this year, but in a very edited form in the Vyasa International BBT Vyasa Puja book. But I'll give a little bit more detail surrounding that. Srila Prabhupada was traveling extensively. Extensively means that he was traveling without even concern for his health. Without even concern for his health. And his health was breaking down. Of course, it's from a transcendental level, but still, his health was breaking down. So his leading devotees, disciples, you know, sannyasis and GBC members, they sat him down and they said, Srila Prabhupada, you know, we got to meet with you and discuss, you know, your extensive traveling. He didn't want to discuss it, but eventually he gave it to their, you could say, love and affection for him, out of concern and care for him, like that. And then Srila Prabhupada commented to them, you know, when I was growing up as a boy, you know, my mother tried to control me. She failed. Like that. But my father, he controlled me with love and affection. Like that, see? And my mother actually wanted me to become a worldly man. You may have heard this, right? But my father, he wanted me to learn to play mridanga and harmonium and sing bhajans. Like that, yeah. And then he said that my father, although he controlled me, but I did whatever I wanted to do. Nobody told me what to do, even as a boy. I was so carefree that I'll do whatever I want to do. Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada said, to his disciples, I can still do whatever I want to do, even now. You know, like that. Excuse me. They visit every time, this time. So then Srila Prabhupada said, okay. And because of your affection and concern and care for me, I give in. Let's discuss. So one of his leading disciples, Madhusavita, at least Madhuvisa Swami at that time, he's left us now. Yeah. He was one of Srila Prabhupada's favorites, like that. He commented, you know, he said, Srila Prabhupada, you know, just like Krishna, he'll do whatever he likes, you know. Like that. But he became subservient to Mother Yasoda's care and concern that if I do not feed this boy, he will die. Like that. Just like that. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada smiled. He said, but I am not Krishna. But in a similar mood, but I am not Krishna. Then Madhuvisa Swami said, yeah, we understand that, but you remind us of this pastime. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, he submitted to the, you could say, plea of the leading disciples. And they requested him, Srila Prabhupada, please slow down. Like that. Please slow down. And we know Srila Prabhupada was more than twice the ages. And he was, you know, actually they could not keep up with him. But they're saying, please slow down. Yeah. Transcendental. Yeah. Transcendental. So, they said, then Srila Prabhupada said, okay, how do you want me to slow my travels down? He said, no, you take a break, don't travel. Take like, we call it a retreat, they say. He said, what is retreat? Explain more. You know, Prabhupada, then, what is? So now, you can go to one of our temples where nobody will see you, nobody will bother you, you just recover completely your health, like that. And take some rest, and take extra rest, and recover, like that. Srila Prabhupada said, all right. They were all very happy. And they already made the plan where, Srila Prabhupada, we'll take you to Hawaii. Beautiful weather. And we'll take you to a remote place in Hawaii, and you stay there in this bungalow, And you can do your morning walks on the beach and, you know, just take a break, you know. But it's very difficult for them to tell Srila Prabhupada because, you know, he's their guru. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada is their father. He's their father. So, Srila Prabhupada agreed and they all went to Hawaii. But he told his secretary and he told his servant, bring all my books, including the commentaries of the previous acharyas, and bring all the recording equipment, including my dictaphone. So they took everything out. So the leaders saw the Prabhupada is not really going to take rest. He's going to go on a marathon of translating his books and dictating his purports. He's going to go on a marathon. And he did for 2 weeks in Hawaii. Yeah. So his servant used to leave him because, you know, the leaders told the servant, report to us, how is it going? Is he taking extra rest? Like that. So Prabhupada knew, they told the servant. Prabhupada could understand, you know, the servant will report to them. Yeah. So the servant, you know, he puts Prabhupada to rest at, Prabhupada usually rests at 11 in the night, and he gets up at 1 in the morning and starts translating. Okay. So then Prabhupada told the servant, you know, you go and rest early, I'll be okay. Now Prabhupada said, then the servant said, Srila Prabhupada, you know, they're very concerned about you. Okay, you put me to rest. So he puts Prabhupada to rest, makes his bed, and Prabhupada, then they switch the light off and he leaves. And usually the servant, they don't lock the door because Prabhupada's door is unlocked but closed. Yeah. So Prabhupada gets up at 11 o'clock in the night when the servant is gone, like that, again, switches the light on and starts translating. And the servant gets up at 1 o'clock morning, he sees the light is already on. Practically translating the whole night and dictating his purpose the whole night. So then the servant didn't know what to do and didn't know what to say. He just, you know, just followed suit like that. And when Prabhupada, when he met Prabhupada in the morning before Mangalati to put his bed and so forth like that, to make up his bed, he saw that Prabhupada was very, very, very grave and very, very serious. And he said, and the servant said, he could not penetrate through that. You know, when somebody is very serious and very grave, you cannot penetrate that. So he didn't say anything. Then the servant thought, okay, I want to serve my spiritual master and I want to serve the devotees, I want to serve myself. I have to do something. So he told Srila Prabhupada, can I speak to you? And Prabhupada said, yes. You know, like, very like firm. Yeah. And Srila Prabhupada, you've been here a few days now and you know it's good for you. And then he checked himself, the servant. Srila Prabhupada, I'm not telling you what to do, you know, very humbly. I'm not telling you what to do, but you didn't really take your morning walks. You know, you didn't take your morning walks, so you should. Then Srila Prabhupada smiled. He said, thank you very much. Today morning, we'll go for a walk. So, you know, he broke, you know, his gravity, he broke it. Prabhupada, today I'll go for a walk. So while walking on the beach in Hawaii somewhere like that, now it's just Srila Prabhupada and the servant. And it's a very intimate thing, just Prabhupada and the servant. So the servant, you know, he is not like that type of leader that will just talk to Prabhupada, ask questions like that. So he's wondering what to ask, you know, what to ask. So then he tells Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, we're all concerned that you take enough rest. But I saw in these last few nights, and especially last night, I didn't sleep the whole night also, because I saw the light was on, you know, in your room. And every time I came close to the door, I can hear click, click, click. You know, that is the dictaphone, yeah. Yeah. The click, click, you know, recording his purpose, yeah. And I was hesitant to come in because, you know, the translation, purports are going on like that. And it seems, and the servant said, and Srila Prabhupada, and it seems last night because you were up the whole night, it's as if that, you know, you were translating more, much more than usual. Much more than usual can be done. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, very significant reply. He said, you know, translating from Sanskrit to English, I can do that very quickly. I can do that very quickly. You know, like in India, people know English first class and they know Sanskrit first class. For them to translate something, they can do it very, very quickly, like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, but it takes time to make it understandable for the common man. And that's the translation in the Bhaktivedanta purports. So when I read this years ago, and he's saying, and Srila Prabhupada is saying, while following Krishna, and the word is anvachan, anvanshamana, following Krishna very swiftly, janani, Mother Yasoda. So when I went to another Sanskrit scholar, he said that word actually means to chase. Then I pulled up the Bhagavatam and I said, what's this word? Like that. He said, your Swamiji is writing a following. Not to chase, but to follow. Like that. So I asked him why. He said, because I am not a devotee and your Swamiji is a devotee. He understood. He understood. Like that, yeah. So you could see that Srila Prabhupada would took far more time to make his translation as well as the purports understandable for the common man. And that's how we have become, well, I'm trying to become a devotee still. That's how I landed in ISKCON. Because it becomes sort of understandable. And not only understandable, it enters the heart to actually take to the process of practicing Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So don't be bewildered by Sanskrit scholars. Just become bewildered by love for Krishna. That's the main thing. So while following Krishna, Mother Yasoda, a thin waist overburdened with a heavy breast, naturally had to reduce her speed. Like that. Now, again Prabhupada said, because of following Krishna very swiftly, she was running fast, like that, the Malati flowers became loose and they were falling. They were falling. Very important word. They were falling after her. They were falling after her. Like that. See? So dasa, dasa, anudas. In other words, the Malati flowers, they cannot go before Mother Yasoda to follow Krishna. They have to follow Mother Yasoda to follow Krishna. They were falling after her. Amazing, Srila Prabhupada, so careful. You know, beautiful words, simple words, showing how it's, you know, Gopi Bhatta Pada Kamalayu, Dasa Dasa, Amadas. Following after her. Like that. And yet, she did not fail to capture her son, Krishna. That's like a line that's forwarding what's to come. It's in the verse, but it's forwarding what's to come. Now these Malati flowers, remember they also fell. Some of the flowers fell when Mother Yasoda was nice chanting. Yes. And yes. Yeah. Some Malati flowers fell there. So when those Malati flowers fell there, when Mother Yasoda went into the other room, so to speak, like that, to attend to the milk in the pan over the fire. And Krishna came here and he tramped those and he was running because, you know, when you're stealing the butter, you don't know where you're walking. So he was trampling those flowers and they became ecstatic. You know, we are trampled by Krishna's lotus feet. But these flowers were falling after Mother Yasoda. See? And when they were falling after Mother Yasoda, they are flowers. When they fall, they don't move. They are flowers. But they are completely conscious that Krishna will come around. That Krishna will come around. Yeah. Because first they have to serve Mother Yasoda, then they can get the consciousness of Mother Yasoda to serve Krishna. So Krishna will come around in forthcoming verses, and he will trample again those Malati flowers. Text number 11. Beautiful text. Amazing.
Kritagasam tam prarudantam akshini kashantam anjan masini swapanini panina udvikshama nam baya vivalekshanam aste grihitva vishayan na haste grihitva vishayantya va gurat.
You can repeat the translation after me by Srila Prabhupada. When caught by Mother Yasoda, Krishna became more and more afraid and admitted to being an offender. As she looked upon him, she saw that he was crying, his tears mixing with the black ointment around his eyes. And as he rubbed his eyes with his hands, he smeared the ointment all over his face. Mother Yasoda, catching her beautiful son by the hand, mildly began to chastise him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. From these dealings between Mother Yasoda and Krishna, we can understand the exalted position of a pure devotee in loving service to the Lord. Yogis, jnanis, karmis and Vedantas cannot even approach Krishna they must remain very, very far away from him and try to enter his bodily effulgence. Although this also they are unable to do. Great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva always worship the Lord by meditation and by service. Even the most powerful Yamaraj fears Krishna. Therefore, as we find in the history of Ajamil, Yamaraj instructed his followers not even to approach the devotees, what to speak of capturing them. In other words, Yamaraj also fears Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Yet, this Krishna became so dependent on Mother Yasoda that when she simply showed Krishna the stick in her hand, Krishna admitted to being an offender and began to cry like an ordinary child. Mother Yasoda, of course, did not want to chastise a beloved child very much, and therefore she immediately threw her stick away and simply rebuked Krishna, saying, "Now I shall bind you so that you cannot commit any further offensive activities, nor for the time being can you play with your playmates," unquote. This shows the position of a pure devotee in contrast with others like jnanis, yogis and the followers of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies in regard to the transcendental nature of the absolute truth. Now, Mother Yasoda, she had the stick in her right hand. She had the stick in her right hand. And when she caught Krishna, she caught him with the left hand. But caught Krishna's right hand. You understand? With her left hand, she caught Krishna's right hand. And in her right hand, she has the stick. So this verse says, pra rudantam, with a crying attitude. In other words, Krishna was already afraid of Mother Yasoda's stick. Right there. But he was not crying. But now she caught him on his right hand with her left hand, Mother Yasoda. But she has the stick in her right hand. And she still has the stick. So that created more fear in Krishna, and he began crying. Now the stick can see Krishna crying. See? And because of me, the stick, you know, Mother Yasoda has become, you could say, in a mood of correcting Krishna, chastising Krishna, and that stick is making Mother Yasoda to chastise Krishna, and that chastisement from Mother Yasoda's consciousness coming through the stick is creating more and more fear in Krishna. Now Krishna is most intelligent, even as a baby. He can come out from any awkward situation. See? So the stick is feeling, will Mother Yasoda beat me on Krishna? You know, beat me on Krishna. And the stick is now also becoming afraid. You see, the intelligence of, not really intelligence, but the consciousness of Krishna, how he's going to deal with this whole situation, like that. Because if Mother Yasoda hits him with the stick, then he cannot be bound, because punishment is over, and there's no Damodar Leela. There's no? There's no binding. See? There's no binding. See? So the stick, it's completely conscious. Like that. So when the stick became a little afraid, you know, I'm instilling fear in Krishna, was becoming afraid, and Krishna, the consciousness of Krishna was fearful and afraid, he's entering Mother Yasoda to the stick. And the stick is becoming afraid. I don't want to beat. Otherwise, how will Krishna be bound? Because he won't be bound if he's beaten. Punishment is over. Chastisement is over. So what happens is that Mother Yasoda, you know, she... it's like in Srimad Bhagavatam it says in the fourth canto that Krishna is called Ajita, meaning that nobody can conquer him. Nobody can really conquer him. But a devotee can, by the strength of a pure devotional service and sincere attachment to Krishna, can easily conquer Krishna. Yeah. Now, Lord Krishna, when you say Lord Krishna, you don't say Krishna. You know, Krishna means at home, but Lord, Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna is fear personified for everyone. Right? But he is becoming fearful of the stick of Mother Yasoda. Although Lord Krishna is fear personified, but Krishna as the son of Mother Yasoda is fearful of the stick. So it's amazing what prema can do. Krishna prema, it's amazing. Krishna prema completely controls Krishna. Like that. Srila Prabhupada used to say that, you know, it's like you can take Krishna and put him in your pocket and walk around with him. Like that. And every time he wants to leave you, hit him, don't run, come back. You know, on his back, you know, come back. You're not running anywhere. It's like that, in the simplicity of Srila Prabhupada's language. Now, so Krishna voluntarily agreed to fear the stick of Mother Yasoda. He cannot really be conquered by anyone, you know, but his devotee. Now, I'm going on to text number 12, because it connects to what I'm about to say again further about the stick. And then we'll see it more clearly. Because it's explained by Srila Prabhupada even more there. And then what she does with the stick, just to complete that. Text number 12. Tyakvayastim sutam bitam vigyayabhakavatsala Yeshakila tambadum damna tad vidya kovida. You can repeat the translation. Mother Yasoda was always overwhelmed by intense love for Krishna, not knowing who Krishna was and how powerful he was. Because of maternal affection for Krishna, she never even cared to know who he was. Therefore, when she saw that a son had become excessively afraid, she threw the stick away and desired to bind him so that he would not commit any further naughty activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mother Yasoda wanted to bind Krishna not in order to chastise him, but because she thought that the child was so restless that he might leave the house in fear. That would be another disturbance. Therefore, because of full affection to stop Krishna from leaving the house, she wanted to bind him with rope. Mother Yasoda wanted to impress upon Krishna that since he was afraid merely to see her stick, he should not perform such disturbing activities as breaking the container of yogurt and butter and distributing its contents to the monkeys. Mother Yasoda did not care to understand who Krishna was and how his power spreads everywhere. This is an example of pure love for Krishna. Now, Srila Prabhupada said previously that Yamaraj, who is the controller of all living entities, he also fears the order of Krishna. Yet Krishna fears the stick. But now Mother Yasoda is going to throw away the stick so that she can actually bind him, which is our Damodar Leela. Now, before Mother Yasoda throws away the stick, according to Srila Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami, like that, Mother Yasoda, in one sense, when she saw the monkeys still around, because the monkeys came to also take butter and enjoy with Krishna, and the monkeys, you know, they in one sense, sometimes the monkeys are more naughty than Krishna. So Krishna is already caught. But the monkeys are around. They don't run away because they are Krishna's devotees, Prabhupada said yesterday in that lecture in Mayapur. They're Krishna's devotees. So they say, oh, our leader of naughty things is caught. But, you know, we are hanging around and we are in anxiety, what's going to happen to him, and so forth. So Mother Yasoda, she gets a glimpse of, oh, the monkeys are still around, like that. So when she sees the monkeys like, you know, like hide, you know, their faces, because all the butter is there, you know, they hide their faces. And Mother Yasoda, she's seeing the monkeys, and immediately the consciousness of seeing the monkeys enters her thoughts. And seeing the monkeys, she chastises Krishna. Oh, you are a friend of the monkeys. You are just like them and you are so restless. Therefore, I will beat you. I will beat you. Like that. But she's looking at the monkeys. Because she's also warning them. I will beat you. And then she lifts up the stick. When she lifts up the stick is feeling, oh, it's going to happen. I can't allow this to happen. And the stick becomes afraid to be used to beat Krishna. Because seeing Krishna is so much afraid. Seeing Krishna is so much afraid. Then Krishna pleads and he begs, Mother Yasoda, my dear Mata, please don't beat me. I won't break the yogurt pot and I won't steal butter anymore. And I even won't steal yogurt and butter even from the other gopis' homes. I promise. I won't steal any more. But please, you throw away the stick. You throw away the stick. You throw away the stick. Again. Now the stick felt, oh, it's getting better. It's getting better. Now, Krishna is indirectly instructing Mother Yasoda, throw me away. Like that. How can I beat Krishna? Just the thought of me beating Krishna, I should be punished. So throw me away. Like that. Throw me away. So this fearfulness, what Krishna did, very interesting, Krishna. He's like, you cannot say he's super intelligence. He's the source of all super intelligence. So Krishna, when Mother Yasoda told him, you are just like monkeys, see? They are restless and you are like them. You associate with them so much, you become like them. You are restless and you have become like them. So Krishna said to his mother, cryingly, he said, okay, if I am a monkey, then better I run away to the forest and be with my monkeys. Like that. What did Krishna just do? He transferred this bhaya. Bhaya means?
Fear.
He transferred this bhaya to who? To Yasoda. He doesn't know he did it because he is the son. He transferred this bhaya. And then Mother Yasoda, when she heard this, oh, Krishna wants to run away from the home because I labeled him like he's like a monkey. Now he should go to the forest and stay with them. Mother Yasoda became very, very, very fearful. Huh? He wants to leave. He wants to leave. So Krishna, indirectly by his statement that yes, I will run away from home, he gave the fear to Mother Yasoda. Immediately Mother Yasoda, she threw away the stick and she started thinking. She's holding Krishna's hand and she started in her thoughts, in her consciousness, feeling, oh, who can understand my boy? Even I cannot understand him. And now his pride will make him run away from home? He's put fear in me. His pride will make me run away from me? No. Now, because he may run away now from home, I must tie him up. I must tie him up. Again. And since it's Deepavali day, and I'm all alone, and I cannot attend both to him and the household chores, and all my other maid servants in text 1 and 2 are very busy making so many, you know, sweet preparations to give to the neighbors. It's Deepavali. So I cannot give my son to be taken care of by somebody else. I have to tie him up. And then, now, that poor stick. This is a Nanda Gokula. That poor stick is thrown away. So then after Krishna, I'm forward winding about that stick, just about that stick. So Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, translated by Srila Prabhupada as Nectar of Devotion, and it's there in chapter 43, like that. So after they left Nanda Gokula, you know, Krishna's elder brother Upananda, you know what Prabhavati? You remember Prabhavati? Yeah. He said, too many inauspicious things are happening here. Putana, Trinavata, you know, Sakatasura. Let's move. So they crossed the Yamuna and they came to the Vrindavan area. Part of Nandagram is Vrindavan. Nandagram is in the Vrindavan forest. What you see in signs is a little different. Govardhan is part of Vrindavan forest. This is how it is, according to Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Instruction also. Yeah. So, when Krishna and Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, they moved across to Vrindavan, to Nandagram within Vrindavan, like that. So, one friend of Krishna came to Krishna and he said, my dear lotus-eyed one, you remember when you were living in Gokula? You were always, bearing a stick in your hand. you know. And that stick when you were little was picked up by Mother Yasoda to try to beat you. And then later on you took that same stick because Mother Yasoda touched that stick to beat you out of intense love for you. So that stick has the bhakti or devotion of Mother Yasoda. So he, when he grew up a little, he took that same stick. And this friend is telling Krishna, you know, that stick now, since we left Gokula, is lying idle there in that other house of Mother Yasoda in Nanda. It's lying idle like that. There. See? Now, sometimes they do go. So whenever Mother Yasoda, she sees that stick, she becomes completely motionless and stunned. It's like, you know, she becomes like a painted picture. You know, it's as if, you know, she cannot speak, she cannot move, she cannot walk. She's just stunned like a statue, like that. See? Whenever she remembers, she picked up that stick to practically beat Krishna. She feels so bad and so sorry, like that. So Rupa Goswami says, and Prabhupada says, this is an ecstatic feeling of a sign of feeling stunned in separation from Krishna because of that one stick. And just see how that stick brings so much of different ecstatic feelings in a personal associate of the Lord. See? Now, we're going to enter into tomorrow on the actual Leela of Krishna being bound. Yeah. Now, in the actual Leela that Krishna being bound, that stick, you know, it sort of also felt that I was so near, yet I am so far. Because I didn't actually really touch Krishna. But I associated with Krishna through Mother Yasoda's feelings of chastisement. But then I became afraid not to chastise Krishna. So later on in this particular thing, then Krishna, he actually carries that stick with him as his constant attendant. And that happens at the end of his Komara age, when he's after 5. He carries this small stick in his hand. And then his clothing is a little longer. And he has a knot that's around his waist. And in that dress, he used to take care of the calves near the house. And sometimes he played with the cowherd boys of about the same age, like that. And he used to always put that stick in that knotted part after he passed this pastime of the Komara age and entering into the Pauganda age, that is from 5 to up to the age of 10. He carried that stick. Because the stick was desiring so much, I want to serve you. You know, in one sense, it's not like Anukulyana, Krishna Anusilana. It was the stick was, I want to serve you sort of favorably. Not serve you by, you know, Mother Yasoda using me to beat you up. So he carries that stick in that way. Yeah. So then Mother Yasoda decides to tie up and bind Krishna. And you remember that rope? That rope was churning into the bamboo rod, kichaka, that's no hollow in it. You know, the one that has a hollow for flute is venunam, we discussed, you know, this kichaka here. So, when Mother Yasoda was churning, Krishna came from the room singing the childhood pastimes and churning butter and the bangles, making that nice tinkling sound like a cartels. Yeah. So when Krishna came, he caught hold of the
bamboo. But he never touched the rope. And that rope was feeling, I am so near, yet I am so far. Like that. And all the other ropes, you know, the cousins, all over. Yes, you know. But they saw they used our chief leader to, you know, churn butter. But Krishna was near, at the same time, very far. So that's coming. That's coming. Getting all the ropes, that's going to come. It's going to come. All right. I could start with that, but it's a few minutes. That's the final Antilila. Past time when Krishna is actually bound and what happens and all the lessons to be learned by the two fingers too short. Very mystical, two fingers too short. Which we'll discuss in great detail tomorrow on the actual anniversary day of the pastime itself, because it happened on Deepavali day. Yeah. And we'll wind up also what happens after, you know, and so forth, how on that actually Deepavali evening, what Mother Yasoda tells Krishna about Lord Ramachandra. She tells some pastime about him. Also, we'll get that from Srila Bilva Mangala Thakur. He writes about it. Okay? Is that all right? You want to ask a question? No. Not necessary. But your question cannot be philosophical. It has to be within the Leela. It's okay? Because the Leela is beyond philosophy. So think about the question carefully. Okay, let's take the question and I'll tell you whether I accept it or not. Microphone? Before you ask your question, I won't tell you which devotee. He's coming every day to these classes, for the last five classes. So in the first two classes, when I started in the sixth and seventh, he came to ask me some questions about what I explained in the Leela, in the pastime. So I told him, before you ask your question, all your questions will be answered by Mangalati tomorrow morning. He said, Maharaj, wait. I want to ask you some questions, but you are telling me all your questions will be answered by tomorrow morning and by Mangal Aarti. Do I meet you at Mangal Aarti? No. I'm attending Mangal Aarti. You also attend Mangal Aarti. And you stand right in front of Mother Yasoda and Krishna, in front of Radha Madhava Astasakhi altar. I said, your questions will be answered. So he went, and it's a confidential thing. He went there and he stood there, and he's praying very hard for his questions to be answered. And the feeling he got is that when he comes to the next class, his questions will be answered. And he came and his questions were answered in the following discussions. And then he realized that just by meditating on the pastimes of the Lord, all questions will be answered. And then he came to the conclusion which I explained a few days ago of the Achintya Shakti, the inconceivable potence of the Lord, which is Achintya Rupa. His transcendental form cannot be fully grasped or understood. Why? Because if you do that, you can take the place of Krishna. But we cannot. So therefore, he is beyond. He is beyond. He is beyond everything, all of us. but is not beyond Krishna Prema. He is captured only by that. You still have questions? So tomorrow morning, Mangalati. I'll give you one experience that practically all of you may have had to some degree in Krishna consciousness, of how it's inconceivable. The achincha rupa form of Krishna, it transforms into achincha shakti, and that achincha shakti enters the consciousness of the Lord. Enters the consciousness of the devotee from the Lord. Now, anybody has experience here that sometimes, you're preaching to somebody and they ask you a question and you definitely know you don't know the answer. But then something comes out of your mouth. And the other person says, wow. Your devotees seem to know everything. Then you tell him, no, I'm just like, 2 years in the movement. What? You have that experience? So that is Krishna's achincha shakti come from his achincha rupa, enters the consciousness of the devotee, and you say something and it makes perfect sense to the other person. Now that happens to me a lot for some reason, and I'll tell you how it happens to me a lot. Now I give a talk, I give a lecture, sometimes Bhagavatam class. So one devotee will come and he'll say, Maharaj, I have some questions to ask you about your class this morning, or some discussion, or in Bhakti Shastri class, some of the books. And then he tells me, and you said this and this and this. I said, no, it can't be. I never said that. Maharaj, it's recorded. You want to hear that again? I said, no, I don't believe I said that. And it's true, I don't believe I said it. He said, no, Maharaj, it's recorded. It's there, it's in the class. I said, then maybe I don't understand what I said. We don't understand what I said. Yeah. So there's a chintya shakti, it enters into the consciousness of a devotee. And you speak something that you yourself don't understand, but it makes perfect sense even if you don't understand it. That's a chintya shakti. So Krishna is Vimohana. He is completely bewildering. If you don't become bewildered by Krishna, you'll become bewildered by something in the material world. Better to become bewildered by Krishna. And you can say, you know, the material world, when something is completely bewildering in terms of you say, oh, I don't believe it. Or you'll say, oh wow, it happens like that. But that you must relate to Krishna, and then that material world, everything becomes, you can see, it's actually not so bewildering after all. You can figure it out, this is not the place to be in. But the place to be in is with Krishna and Krishna Leela. Have I answered your question? Alright, that's for everyone else also. But there's a Mataji in the corner there, she has a hand up. She seems a elderly, and she looks like a potency of Purnamasi. So if I don't take a question, then I may become bewildered. Because Purnamasi bewilders. She's like an elder in our audience.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, when I hear these pastimes about Lord Krishna, And like today you were saying, you were reading from Prabhupada's purport that Mother Yashoda was afraid that Krishna would run away and leave home and, you know, play with his friends. And then also these pastimes when Krishna's bound up to the mortar, and then, you know, he liberates the
Manikriva. Arjuna trees.
Right. So I'm just wondering, this is just a small question, but about Lord Krishna. When he's speaking to these people, like with Manigriva, when he was speaking to them, was he using a baby voice or was it a grown-up voice?
Nice question. I explained that yesterday.
I missed yesterday's class. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. We explained that yesterday. Yeah. Let me get to my notes. We explained that yesterday. Krishna has a sense of what is called Swarup Gyan. Swarup means form, and Krishna is knowing about himself, who he actually is, and that is called the potency of Swarup Gyan. So that Swarup Gyan makes Krishna, you know, act like God. Krishna is not God. Nice, huh? Krishna is Krishna. He's not God. He acts like God. So when Nalakuvera and Manigriva came out of that, you know, those two Arjuna trees, and immediately there's a baby Krishna, and they, you know, and like this. So when somebody prays to Krishna, then the Swarup Gyan of acting like God overtakes him. Oh, you're offering, you know, prayers to me, so I have to reciprocate accordingly. See? So that is called Swarup Gyan. He gets to know that he is the Supreme Lord. But we should know one thing. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Ete Chakalapamsam. Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam. From that verse, all other incarnations emanate. But beyond being Swayam Bhagavan, he is a Swayam Rupa in the form of Shyama Sundar. Swayam Rupa in the form of Shyama Sundar. So now, to make you understand this relatively to our material experience, you know, we can ask the question. Okay. Is Narendra Modi the Prime Minister of India, or the Prime Minister of India is Narendra Modi? You know, is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna? You see? Yeah. So we should know who or what exists first. Does the position exist first, or the person exists first? The person, yes. The post of Prime Minister is created by a person who occupies that post. Get it? Yeah. So similarly, Krishna is the person who creates the post of God and occupies that post as Narayan. See? So therefore, Krishna is not God. Krishna is, in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is Satyam Param Dimahi. He is the Supreme Absolute Truth, which is different from being God. Janmadi Asya Yato Anvayat.
Itarashtra Sheshtu Abhijnana Swarat. In other words, from the supreme absolute truth, which is Krishna, comes the position of God. And that is Vishnu Narayan. See? So he is always original. That person from which anything, everything emanates, Janmadi Asiyata, and he is the supreme absolute truth. So just to clarify that, yeah. But when somebody comes with this Aishwarya, you know, Aishwarya, you know, oh my dear Lord, you know this Nalukuvar, my dear Lord, Krishna, oh? Krishna doesn't say, can't you see I'm a baby, I'm plain? No. No, he doesn't say, he said, okay, he talks to them. He talks to them. Now whether he talks in the baby language or he talks in the language of Narayana as Vishnu, it doesn't matter because he is the absolute truth. He talks to them. Now the interesting thing about that question you asked, beautiful question. What's your good name again? Sucharya. Okay. Yeah. So, Mother Sucharya, the interesting thing about your question is that, you know, the question can be asked that these Nalakuvera and Managriva, they're offering obeisances to Krishna and they even circumambulate him. But how come they do not untie him? You know, when you see a baby that's tied with ropes, you know, these two demigods, you know, oh, my dear Supreme Lord, you know, but he's tied. Even if you're a demigod, if you see a baby tied, you'll come, oh, please, you know, you're tied, what happened, you know, untie you. They don't do that. Why? Because Narada Muni's consciousness is in Nalakuvera and Managriva. And where's Narada Muni from? He's from? Vaikuntha, Om Namo Narayana. See? And Narada Muni told these two brothers, these, you know, naughty brothers, they did some nonsense in Mandakini River, you know, Mandakini Ganga. Said, you know, you will be here and the Supreme Lord will come and liberate you. Narada Muni is telling them that. But Narada Muni is in the mood of Narayana. So when they saw, oh, this is this boy, you know, he liberated us, so he must be Narayan. See? He must be Narayan. But he's bound, but he must be Narayan. It's okay. If he's bound, he must be Narayan. He can untie himself, he's Narayan. See? So then they offered obeisances. So that's their mode. But that pastime still has to be unwound in terms of the binding. You know, when the others come and see the two Arjuna trees fell, you know, the coward little boys, they said, no, we saw Krishna. He did this. The coward men said, how can he do that? If we have time, tomorrow we'll discuss that part, you know, because that's after the binding of Krishna. Mother Sucharya, right? Thank you for your wonderful question. I'm sorry if I didn't take your question yet. We'll give you a chance tomorrow. Okay. I went a little over time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Sri Yasoda Nandan ki jai. Atai go Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.